This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. This show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh my gosh, we are back. It's the beginning of hour three. Hello, welcome. If you're just joining us, where the fuck have you been? Because you've missed some stimulating conversation.
Save the dog! Or not. Dogs to be people.
It's the beginning of hour three. This is The Show on Q Talk America. We're coming to you live from Central Phoenix and the Q Talk Plaza, as I have deemed it. Though I realize that's not the name of this office complex, I've decided this is the Q Talk America Plaza.
That's fair.
I think it's fair. Pay rent. We can call whatever the fuck we want. Our drinking word, by the way, is excuse my beauty.
Excuse my beautiful dog.
So if at any point you hear anybody make a reference to beauty or looks, feel free to take a beverage. Al brought champagne tonight. Well, yeah. We brought some shitty champagne, but Al brought better champagne. This is actually a celebration, mini celebration for us. It's our year of being on with The Show. We started out with Marnie, Al, Buddy, and myself. Buddy, for work reasons, had to step out. And now Katie June has joined our family.
Ta-da.
So every week from 7 to 10, you get to listen to us if you choose to. If you don't, well, then you can download us later. If you choose to not do that, fuck yeah.
Suck it.
Can I
tell you a really fast, funny story?
Well, I enjoyed that based on the last conversation we just had.
It'll sum it up. So they got together to get me a gift at work. Did I already tell you the story about the gift cards?
Yes.
About the gift card with the dog?
Did I do it online?
For the pet store?
Okay. Never mind. Pet store. We're PetSmart, and the funny look on my face is I tried to look grateful.
Tell the story again.
So they got me a card, and it was a nice card and a gift, and I opened it up, and it was a gift card to PetSmart, and I'm like, oh.
Thanks.
And they're like, you need a dog. This is an intervention from the 11th floor. You need a dog. And I'm like, oh. And they're like, well, turn it over and see how much it's for. And it was for $1,000. And I was like,
oh!
And my boss
was
like,
everyone's watching at this point.
My boss was like, I've never seen someone so ungrateful try to look grateful.
Yeah.
Can you get your money back?
Right. Can I cash this in?
Oh, my heavens. Okay, well, let's continue on. We have a couple other sports things that Katie wants to talk about.
Maybe you can you start the sports thing again? Because Katie is so much better at it. Music?
Actually, you know, I could. Because, Katie, you haven't got to do that with us yet. I think it'd be fun for you.
She'll do well.
We'll see.
I have a headline.
Just A. Well, you're going to have.
Read it slow.
Well, here we go. Just feel it out. And now it's time for Katie June and sports.
This week in sports.
Very lesbian. That was good.
I like it.
Keep going. You got 20 seconds.
We're really excited in Phoenix, Arizona. Brittany Griner comes out as gay.
5 years
the
ago.
Community support her.
Apparently she can dunk. She's really tall and she doesn't care what you think. This and more in sports.
So...
You know, Marty is
the only one that can do that.
At some point,
we're gonna get it.
I really like us to do a rehearsal.
Yeah.
I really would.
Good call.
But we'll work. Maybe it'll be on a Wednesday afternoon.
The beginning was
two and a half years.
She came out of the gate.
Now here's what I'm thinking. I will come more prepared with like sports because, right? I've said I'm only a WNBA person,
and I will take we'll take footballish stuff.
Yeah, we
can
round
do some baseball
or sports. I like it.
Well, because of twins. Hello,
hockey. You like that, right?
You're
sort of like
little
from that
Minnesota
area.
Wild.
Okay. Okay.
No. But anyway, I've talked
Phoenix
a lot
Coyotes.
About Brittany Griner.
Excuse her
and
sports beauty.
Yes.
Excuse my sports beauty. I've talked a lot about Brittany Griner and how excited we are to have her in Phoenix. A little bit disappointed that she's been way overshadowing Dana Taurasi lately in terms of the publicity and the public relations. Dana Taurasi is this team, and she has been the history of this team, and she will continue to be the future. Brittany Griner is going to add to that, but it's a little bit disheartening, I think, if you're Dana Taurasi and, you know, they're blowing it out of the water for Brittany. Now, they did it when DT
it's
joined.
It's the sideshow that we're talking about.
Yeah, did it when DT joined the team however many years ago. But this team would literally not have sustained had it not been for Dana Taurasi.
Yeah, but
they wouldn't have won two champions.
Take a step back, though, real quick. Because that's with any team. And so Diana Taurasi, that's fantastic, and she was brilliant in all of that, and that's good. But without Fran Tarkenton for the Minnesota Vikings, which means nothing, you're not going to have the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, people are going, you from whence you came, kind of a thing. So she is an integral part of who the Phoenix Mercury are.
Yeah. And but, I know that when she came on as a rookie, I think this is just a lot more personal than anything else. Because when DT came on as a rookie, they did gigantic fanfare, you know, big building size, you know, billboards. And it was like crazy town, Diana Taurasi. And it was great. So, but I have been always, for the last however many years, since 2009, I've been on the DT Mercury train. And it's, so it's a little bit jarring. While I'm excited to have Brittany Griner, it's a little bit jarring that all of the attention is going to her now. I'm a DT loyalist.
Have you ever seen All About Eve?
Mm-mm. Oh, sure.
That's what you're, I mean, you're just describing All About Eve. Like, that's what it's about. Like, the new young person that comes on to take on the crown. And
I am very much a DT loyalist, and that's what's hard for me. Yeah. I love Brittany Griner, and I'm really excited. One of the coolest things about her.
But then next year, you'll be like, everything's about her, and remember that older lady they used to play? Like,
and DT will move forward, she will retire, and that will happen. You know, one of the neatest things, though, about Brittany Griner is that she was... And this is actually on ESPN, which is exciting because ESPN,
like they were not El Ocho,
really looked not El Ocho.
If it's ESPN, almost a sport, it's on El Ocho.
And that's how the sports world views the WNBA, which is BS.
Yeah, they see them as ESPN 2 or lower.
They're getting better. They're getting better. But on ESPN, it says Brittany Griner was so nonchalant and confident when she publicly acknowledged that she is gay that you would have thought she just told the world she liked potato chips.
Yeah.
And I love it. She says, it really wasn't difficult. I wouldn't say I was hiding. I've always been out and open about about who I am in my sexuality. So it wasn't hard. I can show that I'm out and that everything's okay. It's fine. And hopefully the younger generation will feel the same way. They say the simplicity in her answer is striking and telling. It says a lot about who she is. It sends a clear, inspirational message to any person that might consider coming out. And it's exciting because, you know, the article goes on to talk about a couple of other women in the WNBA that are out. Simone Augustus from the Minnesota Lynx. Mm-hmm. There are a few other women that have, like, openly, publicly come out. But it's small. Mm-hmm. And it's shocking because a really large, I mean, I would say a good percentage of the WNBA is lesbian. They're just not open.
Right.
And the ones that aren't have married and hyphenated their names on the back of their jerseys. And you know. And they're being really clear. They're sending a very clear message by having that last name. You know, hyphenated, that they're straight and they're married and that's fine. But Diana Taurasi is a lesbian. Mm-hmm. There's no secret except that there
it's
is.
Not said.
Yeah.
Except
it's
that there is.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to me. And I, you know, so it goes to like this player that I totally love and admire who is frustrating a little bit that she can't just say, I'm a lesbian. Who fucking cares?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, but that's the cool part about Griner.
That's why
every single thing about her statement is who fucking cares?
Yeah. It's like, well, I'm gay.
And?
But it's interesting.
I think she should have a advertisement out that's just like, and?
Yeah. Because she really shut the media down with that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All over
the place. Oh, I wonder what she'll say.
She's like, I'm gay.
Yeah. Well, look at that. We just took all of the wind out of your sails.
Yeah.
I'm gay. Yeah. It's just who I am.
And next question.
Move on.
Next and caller.
Next caller.
I appreciate that.
Excuse my beauty. I'm too pretty to find the bell. It made me think about
my beauty. I hope to use that in my regular vernacular moving forward.
I do like too. It made me think about. I would say Ryan Lochte, but that's just me. Excuse my beauty.
Cue his own beauty.
That would have been him putting sentences together. Yeah,
the lights are on, and they're not even on.
No. They're dim.
There's a lot dim.
There's a few that are out.
But Anderson Cooper, it reminded me of Anderson Cooper and how offended I say that he didn't come out. Because every time I wanted him to, it would have made him part of the story. And he did.
Who did you want to come up with?
Anderson Cooper. Mm-hmm. And then the more that I thought of it, and especially with this last story with her, it was like, it just wasn't the time. The time was when there was nothing else going on, and it won't become part of the story.
Absolutely.
This is her story. This is her time. Say your business, end it, and end the sideshow. It kind of ties both of that together. She ended the sideshow because she's fine with it, and fuck you.
Yeah.
So they can't really ask the teammates because no one cares.
It's so interesting.
Not just that, but they can't. What are they going to do? Dig in her background? She's going to be like, I already told you.
And I think a lot of it has to do with generation because I look at even, and we were thinking about this, and I looked at even about, you know, when Kelly, my partner, who's 10 years older than me, came out, and it was a real struggle. It was really hard for her, and it was very hard for her to tell her parents and her friends and her coworkers, whatever else. Cut to me, 10 years younger than Kelly. So Kelly's 41. It was hard for her. I'm 32. It was definitely easy for me to tell my friends. I was like, it was no big deal. But even my straight friends, high school friends, my college friends that only knew me as like this straight girl. And I was told them all, and it was no issue. I was like, well, I'm in a relationship with a woman now. And they're like, okay. And I think I was saying to you guys, maybe, I don't know if I told you guys, but I ran into college friends last week at a music festival. And they saw me and Kelly together and our daughter. And the one guy says, I haven't seen them since college. And the guy says, oh, Katie, I'd like you to meet my wife, Kelly. And I dated their fraternity brother. That's how I know these guys. And I went, oh, isn't that actually funny? I'd actually like you to meet my wife, Kelly. And they laughed and it was a total non-incident. They're like, nice to meet you. Your daughter's so cute. It was, you know, it was a little bit harder for me to tell my parents. Cut to 10 years after me,
it's probably harder for people in Nantucket who knew you back then.
That's
like, that's but I got a disease. Actually a lot harder. Wait a minute.
Good time, Katie.
Excuse my beauty, but I may have a little burning sensation.
Where's my ointment?
That happened. All of those things happened.
That's what we call it.
I'm going to call it beauty ointment from now on.
So excuse my beauty ointment.
So cut to
excuse my beauty ointment.
Excuse my beauty, the ointment edition.
This is my beauty ointment right here.
I could actually probably sell that, and I may.
Fast acting tenactin, you'll be good. All right, go ahead.
Cut to my sister 10 years later, who was totally like, it was so nonchalant and not no issue for her to not only tell her friends, but for her to tell my parents. It was harder for me to tell my parents. But my sister, who's like 10 years younger, 22, who says, oh yeah, by the way, mom and dad, I'm dating girls and boys. And they're like, oh, okay.
Right. At least somebody's getting laid in that family.
I know. And her friends didn't care. So I think it's also a generational thing. It's like Kelly couldn't tell anyone. I could tell my friends really easily. Family was a challenge.
Right.
Morgan could tell everybody that she fucking talks to. Like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I think Brittany Griner is young enough. And in that, we talked about before, that generation of like hate and scary and ooh is going to die. Mm-hmm. And it's true that people are just becoming more open. And Brittany can just say, I'm gay. And
people are
going
to be mean to her. Yeah. People are going to be mean to her. Yeah, there are no two ways about it. I saw her.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
But really?
And here's the reason. And maybe I'll be 1,000,000% wrong, even though that's not possible. It's only 100%. But
yeah,
anyway.
I love it. But I'm giving 110%. Well, you're also bad at math.
Yes. Which is a true statement.
Excuse my math beauty.
Yes, excuse your math
excuse
beauty.
My unattractive math. But when we were at...
I'm sorry. I almost shot... out of my nose.
That would have been awesome.
Yes, excuse your math.
We were at the Blue Hound for
see,
for
Leslie,
brunch
funny.
On
good.
Sunday.
excuse my beauty.
No matter what. Corey.
Go ahead.
So we're at the Blue Hound for brunch on Sunday, and we decided to go up and see the rooftop pool, which is fabulous.
Which
if you have not
sexy
been.
Pants?
Sincerely,
sexy pants.
Fucking awesome! Like I want to stay there 4th of July.
By the way, where is this? Just so I know.
Palomar downtown,
Palomar Hotel. It's on First and in between First and Central. First Street and Central and
the restaurant's
Jefferson.
Delicious. The bar is fantastic. The pool is.
You know
sexy.
Where we went for the vigil, the candlelight vigil.
Yes.
Right across the street.
Oh, the Palomar. That one. Yeah. All right. We're good. All right.
The roof, the pool with the rooftop bar and everything. Oh, my God. It's gorgeous.
Okay.
So we walk up in there and I look around and I'm like, well, they're having something, some kind of an event. And we saw a lot of lesbians with basketballs. And so I put two and two together and I looked for Katie June. And I was looking everywhere.
I wanted to go. I had a play date that I couldn't cancel. I really wanted to be there.
What? No, and I understand.
Palmer
that.
Had a play date. You just chose to.
I was going to give you a call because we took the elevator down. We're ding. Elevator opens. We walk out. And I went, oh, fuck. Ow. Yes. And I'm looking up. She's 1,000 feet tall.
Yeah.
And maybe that's an embellishment. But
you're not good with math.
I do like hyperbole.
Excuse my beauty.
Yeah.
My hyperbole beauty. She, honest to God, is the tallest, thinnest.
Yeah.
And like that, the whole Michael Jordan kind of thing of that wingspan.
God, I want to stand up that.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I'm mildly obsessed already
as
with her.
I can believe that.
Shocker.
I mean, I can believe that as far as from a playing standpoint.
Shock
the,
face.
The make fun part. And this isn't me making fun. This is just that kind of, it's kind of like if I walk in a room and people are like, oh, you're gay? Seriously?
Yeah.
Come
are
on.
They, are blind this people asking you this?
Well, yeah, no, exactly. Like,
so,
oh. They just, I mean.
They feel fake.
All they do is they walk up and they're like.
They feel your
face. Oh, little gay, aren't you? Oh,
well, she's very masculine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very.
Not a problem
and,
with that.
And in her voice, very masculine. We're not going to have a problem with that.
It's like Billie Jean King.
Right.
Gay.
Very, yeah, you're not going to.
Martina Navratilova.
You know, it come sucks, because, it sucks because the voice piece is totally genetic. So it doesn't matter.
Jillian Michaels.
It doesn't matter whether, absolutely. You know, it would really be actually horrifying if she was not gay.
Well,
and she
that,
had the voice.
I would remember agree the with Saturday that. Night Live sketch.
That would be like, uncomfortable.
Weird.
What if Marcus Bachman is straight? Ooh. I mean.
That's two. She almost shot out of her nose.
But you remember that saying that the effeminate, heterosexual? Like, what if you're just the unfortunate person that's born with my voice, but you like pussy?
Yeah, that is a sad. That's sad. A little bit.
Wow.
That's tough.
You know.
It's tough to swallow.
I
want to
do the show tune, and then I want to eat your pussy. Like, I mean, you know what I mean?
Why do you keep saying that? Tune,
It's tough to swallow.
Not for me.
Excuse your swallowing beauty.
Yeah.
Excuse your gay beauty.
And I hope that
I'm
wrong.
Pretty when I swallow.
Munchin' coochie.
People have commented on how good I look.
Munchin' coochie.
What is this?
Munchin' coochie.
Munchin' coochie.
Not okay. Just not okay.
But that's... No,
he's more of a... He's more of a
lick my dick. So,
or suck on my dick.
I don't even wait for this thing to get near empty. I'm so worried I'm not going to finish this.
You're going to be. We got 45 minutes. Yeah.
I know, but it might go
you
away.
You can
here
share
somewhere. It's
anytime.
So good.
It is just.
It
really
is good.
Good.
I enjoy.
And again, I truly hope that I'm wrong
on
that.
I'll just take us a little bit.
No, but my wait about
I
who?
Just, with Brittany Griner, I just think that people
no,
are
she's
not.
She's gay. She came out.
No, I'm not talking about that.
I know.
I'm talking about the fact that
people are going to bully her
because now they don't have anything else.
You know what? Though?
They're going to bully her.
Do you know what the best thing is there's else. Been articles that she's already done up to
do
this
you know
point.
What I'm saying?
There's already been articles. There's already been interviews that she's given that she's her whole platform is anti-bullying, and I love her.
That's
she's
fantastic.
Just totally coming out there, and she's like, you know what? I've been teased for my height, the size of my hands, the size of my feet, my
like
deep voice.
The balls.
She's like, I have literally been.
So she's had all of that
her
on the
whole
table.
Life.
Okay.
And she says, so I good. Am, I am, yeah. My biggest thing is advocating for anti-bullying
love
because
it.
I have been bullied my
it.
Life. So I don't think it matters.
And
I don't think you can bully
no,
someone
good,
who
good
says.
Good for you for pointing that out because
yeah,
I didn't know that.
You can't yeah. bully
and,
someone
and
that says, I get this.
If she has it all out there,
then
oh
you
my can.
God, yeah.
Because, it,
but
you know,
she,
it. If you
she's
put it all
awesome.
Out there.
I have two things.
What are you going to do?
First, excuse my beauty point.
This is a two-part question, I feel, coming
question.
From Alfred.
Is don't you think, like, especially in, like, we'll say middle school, when everybody's mm-hmm. going through the change.
Yeah.
Don't you think tall girls got, like, mercilessly picked
oh,
on?
Oh, sure.
Did that happen in, like, your oh, guys?
Showed, so did short, fat ones.
There was,
I don't know.
There was tall.
But and, I oh. think.
There was tall girls, and then there was girls who just developed.
Early.
Oh,
breast,
I did.
Breastically.
Like in sixth grade, if you were, like, a
whatever, D. Breasticularly.
I'm just saying, maybe if you were short, fat,
bless her
and
heart.
A size D.
Kim Goddard in my junior high was just, it was
sixth
relentless
grade.
For her. Because
and
of
everybody else
not,
was an inverted double A.
And I was not short and fat. Necessarily, but I was breast. I
what
developed. Necessary?
What is that? What is that? What is
I
that
was
caveat?
Short and fat.
She's like I was.
No, I'm not saying
much?
I was short. And, I was not short and fat, but I was. I developed really early,
right.
And I was teased.
Oh yeah. It's,
were your cans but, like that when you were in high school?
I was really.
Or was that just? Or was that from?
I'm
Palmer?
Talking like seventh grade. Like I had the biggest boobs in the seventh grade.
Just checking.
And it was.
And you get mocked. I mean,
oh my god!
Right.
The girls hated me. Yep. Because the boys paid
loved
attention
you,
to me.
Right.
But the boys paid attention to me in a really unflattered,
wondering,
awkward,
right.
really
with
uncomfortable
of,
way.
With a little bit of mocking to
yeah.
it.
Oh, right. It was yeah. really sucked.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, I specifically
I
remember...
I think my ass was the same size as my boobs.
To this
yeah,
day, we know high school. We know high school's a long way off
I didn't
for
know
me.
If I was coming or gone.
Yeah. High school's a long way off.
Oh, Marnie, somewhere up in there.
Well, they're higher, lower. I did.
Anyway. But I remember who was mocked for being tall. I remember who was mocked for being big busted. True. Who big busted? Where, what am I, 80?
Why don't you watch your program on the
Is there beauty involved in that?
Oh my God, Yes.
What's
fist punch?
The
I love it. The Davenport.
The Davenport. Thank you for that.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm thinking this Lawrence girl, Welk. she's tall, she's athletic, sure. She's maybe a little bit boyish.
Oh yeah,
major, she knows majorly boyish.
She's already shaving, and I'm not.
She's probably written a few papers on bullying.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, yeah. But that's the cool thing that you pointed out. I didn't realize
but
that.
But no, I'm without any reading.
I said, yep, I'm, you know,
she's
I'm
called
who
it
cares?
All out. But she's also Good. Said, I've been bullied for everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
And then you take everything off the table.
But point number two, and excuse my beauty, her. I'm not done, is that you know that even though it's the WNBA and they moved up, you know, to SPN El Trace or wherever
Dose, motherfucker, yeah, Dose.
They're on SPN Dose. Like, now that they're moving up the Spanish ESPN channel. Excuse me.
They're on Teledico.
Yeah. Perdóname mi hermosa.
Ooh.
But you know there's those fucktard yahoos sitting in the crowd that have no idea that this is a lesbian
enjoyed
activity. Yeah. You know what I mean? So you know, she's going to get shit for being a lesbian for the people that didn't watch the press conference
you're right.
Think that yelling out lesbian at a bunch of 6 feet tall women is a smart idea.
Right. Like,
you know, I don't know. It's so interesting, to have the relationships, those friendly relationships with the marketing director and the CEO, and you know, I know who they're marketing to and how they're trying to get it on. It's very interesting, and you know, what's my favorite thing is to go to the games and see dads and daughters and entire families and grandparents, and you know, I love
and
it.
You would hope
and Melissa Etheridge.
And you would, but she would
I
hope.
Wish.
She's gay.
Whenever there's something Shocker. Like, whenever there's something that from the gay boy point of view, wicked. Whenever there's something about girls' power, like girls in sports, going to watching
incredible.
The Olympics, where like they're doing incredible things. That's where you hope that the little girls are sitting there and they're getting the message. Like, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Like, that's really what you hope get out there from all this. You just keep bringing girls to watch this. And like the girl kicker that sucked on the NFL, but least
she
did
tried.
It.
Yeah. I want to get out there and do it again.
Okay, so one more thing really quickly before we move on, and I know we've got a lot more to cover before we're done. There was my favorite headline of the week is from Gawker. And it is called the most deranged sorority email you will ever read. Did y'all hear about this?
I did not.
Okay.
I don't read a lot of sorority emails.
Oh, my God.
Shocker.
No, it's gone viral.
Nor did I want
to. So let me read you the headline and then a couple pieces from this email.
Okay.
It says, this author on Gawker, which, by the way, is fucking the best website. She says, there are two things the Delta Gamma Sorority's University of Maryland chapter refuses to tolerate. The first is Delta Gammers who are, quote, literally so fucking awkward, unquote. The second is young ladies who are, quote, so fucking boring, end quote. Last week, bitches got told. So the president
Stand
of the Delta
by.
Gamma, I read the whole thing. I also watched it online, like a
There's
dramatic
your reality series.
Oh my God,
would
a dramatic
Ryan Lochte dated
no.
half of them?
Do you know who I am?
Yes,
excuse my beauty.
Dramatic actor, like redoing this on Funny or Die. So if you can go on Funny or Die and look up the sorority girl email, I swear to God, you will just
love Funny or Die.
You will ship your pants because it
ship my pants.
Shit my pants.
I just shit my pants.
I just shit my pants, and it's very convenient.
Ship your pants.
It is very convenient.
So basically, okay, so here's what's happening. So this president of the Delta Gamma sorority says the impetus for the, she is, the impetus for this email is the sisters' inability to participate in Greek week activities, particularly those involving their matchup fraternity. So the president is unhappy. Now, the president during Greek week of this sorority, and I don't get this because we didn't do this at NU. This is very like
East Coast-y. I did Greek in a very different way in college.
Very East Coast-y Greek.
That was
right.
All I did.
Yeah, I did that in Greece actually once, and I was wearing a toga. And it ended in a threesome. But
Maya.
In Nantucket,
this was in Greece. Totally different.
Than back
and
in
not
Nantucket.
The not the musical, the actual country.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
E-E-C-E.
So, okay. The right. So the sorority is Delta Gamma's Delta Gamma's historical mission is to foster high ideals of friendship among college women, blah, 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 blah. So this is what the president sends to all of her girls. Now, she's, hold on.
You don't have to say start quote.
I won't, but she starts it to say, if you just opened this like I told you, tie yourself down to whatever chair you're sitting in because this email is going to be a rough fucking ride.
Oh, they're quoting all about Eve or trying to.
Right. That's good. She goes on to say, I don't give a flying fuck. And Sigma Nu does not give a flying fuck about how much you fucking love talking to your sisters. You have 361 days out of the fucking year to talk to your sisters. And this week is not, I repeat, not fucking one of them.
Oh, this is good.
Are you people fucking retarded? That is no.
It's a quote.
No, but my favorite part is that I have to say, and that is not a rhetorical question. I literally want you to email me back telling you if you're mentally slow so I can make sure you don't spend any more time at our night events. I have gotten texts about you assholes being fucking weird at sports. Are you fucking stupid?
Wow.
This is this woman.
Wow. She's hideous.
She says
she sounds charming.
I want to go drinking with her.
She worries that the behavior could create the impression that a Delta Gamma house is divided. Next quote: I will fucking cunt punt the next person I hear.
Cunt punt is my
the next person
ever.
I hear doing something retarded, and I do not give a fuck if you tell if you SOR me, which is tattle on me. I will fucking assault you.
I don't know what name to call this show now.
Honest to God.
Sling Dini or Cunt
Sling
Punch.
Dini
cunt Punch.
Cunt Punching.
I swear to fucking God, if I see anyone being a goddamn boner at tomorrow night's event, I will tell you to leave. I would rather have 40 girls that are fun, talk to boys, and not fucking awkward than 80 that are fucking faggots.
Now,
oh yeah,
wow, calls she it the everything. F word.
Oh, she sure did.
And for those of you, and then I love this.
let me know when you're done.
Okay, I will. The email is really long, and I swear to God, go to Funny or Die.
This
and listen
is not
to the whole
a rhetorical
thing.
Question. I need you to email me back, yes or no. Are you mentally slow? Because if you are, you need to get the fuck off my campus.
Are you licking windows? I'm not sure what's going on there.
Wait a minute. I love how she ends it.
Excuse my beauty. Can I lick your window?
And I love how she ends it. Because the whole email, almost the whole thing is in caps. And then at the very end,
she's blind too.
She's so fucking
pissed.
She's
blind. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The end.
I can't see it.
At the end, it's no caps. And it just says, and for those of you who were offended at this email, I would apologize, but I don't give a fuck. Period.
I want to go drinking with her.
Go fuck yourself.
What I'm going to suggest is that
she gets laid
is what I'm going to suggest.
Here's the thing. She's actually, and I was thinking about this earlier. Is she cute? Because I looked her up. And she's cute, but I'm like, you can't be cute and be that person. You're just not cute. And you can't be pretty and be that person. She has like a pretty face. She's actually a heinous beast. If you couldn't tell. By this.
Oh, she sounds lovely.
But I bet she's lovely to fun. Yeah. I bet she's a good time.
Oh, yeah. That's like Ryan Lochte. I can't see the pretty through the dumb. Like, you know, I can't get there.
She can't see the fun through the cunt. Oh, my God. Her tweets are things like,
I can't see the fun inside your cunt. Is that what you just said?
I'm looking. Please talk about cunt punting. I will cunt punt you.
Stop it. Really? Really? God
There's no
damn.
Fun.
He's swimming. He's swimming upstream.
Excuse my beauty. No fun.
OMG.
Anyway, if you want to laugh, look it up. Gawker.
Why don't you just put that on our Facebook page for the show? That's interesting. Wow. I don't know. The only thing to go from here is up, and that's the
We're
death watch.
Swimming through that cunt, trying to find the fun. Trying to find it. Got to get there.
Wade in the
cunt.
Water.
Punt that cunt. I think that should be.
I'm wading in the water of your gooey loot.
My God, your gooey loot. It is 9:30. It's the middle of hour three on the Tuesday night. We're going to go. We have Thoughtful Vulgarity and Would You Rather coming up. But at this point, we're going to go into Death Watch.
Just a half an hour ago, I was killing dogs. Oh, Death Watch!
Death Watch!
We are losers.
We win!
losers honor.
We're horrible at this game.
People we are literally, yes, we are literally the worst cunt punters when it comes to death watching.
There's that 1 ounce of gooey loot coming our way as prize money.
Everybody's dying that's not on the list.
Yeah, people died this week that I never even heard of.
I have someone.
There was a character on MASH that I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Character on MASH?
I didn't know that.
The guy that played the psychiatrist. Remember all the psychiatrist episodes that weren't funny, but they were kind of brilliant?
Oh, yeah. I love them.
Yeah. No, they were. They were very
the dark-haired, curly-haired guy.
But it's the Cosby Show thing. You're a comedy. Where did Buddy used to say, where's the jokes?
Where's the jokes?
I love MASH.
Oh, I do too, but it's like Nurse Jackie. It's not a comedy.
I learned a new thing about Alan Alda this week, actually. I'll tell you about
that. He's still alive?
Yes, he's still alive and teaching at a school on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah. He's a bright man.
But he's teaching doctors how to relate to patients, not without using all the fancy terms.
Yeah.
Anyway, Death Watch.
All right, well, everyone's alive. What do you want to see? Valerie Harper beating the odds.
But who died this week that we were just like shocked at?
No, nobody. Oh my god, you guys, yes.
Well, now last week you missed Pat Summerall. I did that last week.
Oh my god, the lead singer of
I'm so sorry, Ken.
I
don't
know that was shocking.
Ken in San Francisco, I'm so sorry.
She did die.
So
breast cancer.
You're gonna have to touch yourself. Excuse my beauty, but
I don't want to.
She can't.
No. No.
Now the
not
best.
For her.
I have to share a little personal secret with y'all.
I'm scared.
Maybe was really stoned. Possibly drunk.
Sounds fun. Invite me over. All of the '80s.
In the year of our Lord 1970 to 90 something. I never heard that song until karaoke.
What? I touched myself?
Never.
Really?
But I also gave up the radio in
1989.
So I
well, there's that.
Because it's weird because I know that song and you know way more than I do.
Yeah, but not on music. I'm a movie girl, but honest to God, like, I can sing the whole thing.
Yeah, like the lead into that, like, you hear it starting, and
I mean, I can imitate her, and I have still to this day never heard the real version of that song. I only know it from
karaoke. I
feel
like Clayton should find it and post it.
I can't play it because we're
going to
get sued.
Even like 2 seconds.
We're going to get sued!
Because they're looking for it.
Hashtag, we're going to get sued.
They're going to take all our gooey loot that we swam all this way for.
Yeah.
Anyway. Valerie Harper's still alive. Ted Nugent, as we mentioned at the top of the show.
I feel like we should take him. We need to revamp our list.
Yeah, we need to revamp.
That asshole's not going anywhere. Do we want to revamp? I'm okay with
revamp. Yeah, we need to.
We can do whatever we want to.
I think Nugent goes off. That's a wish list. I agree. We need a smaller little board.
Sadly, Nugent's not going to die. No, not gonna.
And if it does happen, well.
Bitter.
Wow. Okay.
I will not touch myself for a week in protest.
I watched, actually today, I just happened to catch a very in segment of The View with because Barbara Walters is part of our number three, which is the 2020 family.
Yep.
Anybody who was on the original cast of 2020, Hugh Downs, Barbara Walters, John Stossel,
Ed Bradley.
Yada, yada, yada.
And I'm including Geraldo Rivera.
Isn't Ed Bradley on there?
Ed Bradley's already dead.
I mean,
when did he die?
Years ago.
Come on.
All right.
Ed Bradley?
Black guy?
The black guy from 60 Minutes? Years ago.
Well, I didn't know.
I wouldn't lie to you because I watched 60 Minutes.
Well, I know you wouldn't lie to me.
I caught a final segment of The View today, and Barbara Walters, they've got her sitting in the middle of the couch. I guess it's so she doesn't fall over.
People on either side. In interviews, she sits in the middle.
Oh, no. I always see her sit at the end.
No.
Yeah,
no,
he died in 2006.
Oh, no, you're right. On the couch, she does.
On the couch,
but
she always
sits. You mentioned a couple weeks ago that they have like a handrail
they have
for her.
Handrails.
But I didn't see that because she was seated.
They have handrails for Barbara.
Well, they have to walk up the stairs because they come on live. Yeah. And if you'll watch, you'll see like Betty White.
Yep.
Betty White and I think the other one is Cloris Leachman. Somebody else recently.
Hello.
But they didn't walk out to the couch. They came back from commercial. They were already there. They don't want you to see their infirmity.
Infirmity. God bless them.
Their usage of handrails.
I want Betty Windsor
to stay.
Yeah, I should get Betty Windsor, should say.
Nelson Mandela.
I think that's a touch and go. I think we got that.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Thatcher, who saw that coming?
No,
I forgot about her.
I did not.
Again, because the other fun game to play is Dead or Alive, because you would have just lost.
Yeah.
I would have lost on
Jonathan Winters?
I wished he was dead.
He's a comedic genius.
I know, but I don't like that. I told you he killed Mark and Mindy.
You suck at this, though.
What's
Pat Summerall died.
Pat Summerall.
I'm like, not John.
Because
I was like, John Stossel.
Who was he in the booth with that I hate?
Who?
Madden.
John Madden.
John Madden.
I'm sorry. If you can sit in a booth for 28 years with John Madden, you didn't kill yourself? That's a Christmas. Excuse my beauty.
I think he's entered. He's funny though. Madden. The fact that
he's like Ryan Lochte.
Right.
Older.
That's because you don't watch football.
My mom does. And
halfway through a game, you want to take a knife to his throat.
Seriously. Mm. Not going to disagree.
I don't.
And when Brett Favre was playing, oh, for the love of God, I have a picture of the two of them getting married.
Yeah, it was like this. He was practically stroking him off.
He was smart and handsome. And
we're not alone on this one. Like, if you watch football, John Madden was like listening to the Antichrist talk for 3 hours.
He's awful.
Like,
oh, my.
Please kill him now.
Got it.
He was the Jonathan Winters of the NFL. Okay.
Of Monday Night Football.
I don't know.
I like all our other choices. But
who do we replace number two? Go ahead, Marty. What do you want to do?
Glenn Campbell.
Ooh. Oh.
Now, do you think he'll get one more swing at Tanya Tucker before he goes?
No. He doesn't even know who she is.
Tucker.
At this point, she doesn't even know who she is.
Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker it is.
Tanya Tucker.
I forgot she was white trash.
She's Tanya.
She's Tanya.
Let me retract that statement. He doesn't even know who she is at this point.
No. He doesn't know who he is at this point.
Oh.
But
he
has an album that's coming out in July,
He's going to die in a stable like a rhinestone cowboy.
Wow.
Yes.
Why do you know?
On a southern night.
The lineman might know about it. What? Why do you know that he has an album coming out?
I read it somewhere. I have no idea. Like,
wow.
There's some kind of an album coming out.
And this is... Okay.
What?
Oh. This is worse than the dog comments.
Uh-oh.
But like, everybody that knows me already knows about me and dogs.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse to happen to the people of Boston than Neil Diamond is writing a song about the tragedy.
Yeah, what's that going to be?
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Thank you, Neil.
Turn on your heart light now. No, thank you.
Get on your iPad.
Excuse my beauty, but no.
No.
Look at Neil Diamond writing a song for Boston.
Did you see that he
Boston said, no, we're good.
Yeah. Boston said,
no, we're good.
Please don't.
Yeah, we're good.
We did that Sweet Caroline thing. Does anyone know why? I don't know why.
Well, Caroline.
Nobody's really sure.
I feel like Dick Van Dyke is a good addition. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's not a bad addition. That's a really good addition.
I really feel like Dick Van Dyke may or may not be a good addition.
I actually agree with you completely. I just thought Glenn Campbell, and it's two albums, I believe.
Glenn Campbell's good. Yeah, Glenn Campbell is good. For sure.
I was Nancy Reagan for, what was your choice?
Dick Van Dyke.
I'll give up Kirk Douglas for Dick Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And
if Kirk Douglas fucking, if he drops a bone, I'm pissed.
All right, and home listeners, anyone got anything?
Who do we got? Who's dying?
Good night, Harrison.
Dirty Alan Alda.
Night, Harrison.
See you, Harrison. We love you.
Who did we say?
Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke.
Now, how did you get on TV in the 60s with that name?
Seriously. Yeah.
That's a gay and a lesbian all in one. Well, he encompassed everybody.
Yeah.
It's the only way I can say
it. Non-discriminating.
Yeah.
All right, so our new list, Death Watch 2013, Spring of. Valerie Harper, Glenn Campbell, the cast of 2020, Queen of England, Islet Color, Betty Windsor, Nelson Mandela, Nancy Reagan, or Babs Bush. They are interchangeable. I didn't like either one of them. Dick Van Dyke, KCAM. What does that mean? Ali.
Casey Kasem?
Where?
I thought he was dead.
Where? What number?
K cam. It means something else.
Oh,
Muhammad Ali. Karen,
it's like bathtub.
Right.
Yeah. Write it down. We'll know what it means. No, you won't.
And as always, for Diane,
is Karen White still dying?
Karen Black.
Karen Black.
Trailer.
Yep. Oh yeah, she's still dying.
Okay.
By the way, there was two semis that were driving. I don't know. Did you
Swift.
See that? Did
I
you
saw,
see that?
Won't be together
I
ever
thought
again.
It was fabulous that if someone if I see it, it'll be happy day. If there's a trailer. And then the Swift.
Right.
I'm going to take that photo. Trailer Swift.
Okay, that's the wrap-up of Death Watch. We are going to go into a thoughtful vulgarity because, well, we were running out of time, and, well, this is what we do.
How do we run out of time?
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Good luck.
That whole cunt punt thing. Jesus Christ.
That is stupid.
Oh my, what was I going to take this
and
off?
You and I swimming? Are you kidding me? You are hysterical.
Alfred?
What?
Well, we have this little radio
show. What
are
you doing? I was cunt punting.
We have
somebody.
This little show that we're doing. I don't know if you know about it, but we'll find out if you're in on it. Yes.
All right, so I mean, we're gonna start with this because this is where we were a little while ago.
This is our Would You Rather segment. Before we go into
we're gonna do Would You Rather first. Okay.
Because we always end with thoughtful.
Oh yeah. But yeah. I try to mix them in.
Oh, do whatever you gotta do. I lost Katie for a second.
Well, let's just go around a quick table. Now, because I have a very realistic picture of the end of the world as I see it. I'm going to be dead by day two.
Well, actually, he'll be chewing on the leg of a dog.
Well, if HBO's not on, you're going to be like, fuck this, I'm out of here.
There's no point.
Zombie.
Charge your mother more rent. Nope, can't do it now.
Yeah, can't do it now.
Sorry.
She's a zombie.
Yeah.
Well, at least she survived.
Well,
kind of. So, and Harrison used to have, and I used to have, she's not online to hear it, but we used to have this conversation a lot. We used to do a lot of like drinking and drinking coffee or drinking liquor and having these like deep talks because she's very, very, very.
Boysenberry.
Like I'm extremely left, but she likes the touchy feely left that I always kind of annoy. Like I don't like PETA. I think they're a Nazi organization, but like she likes
that's weird. You mean it has to do with the ethical treatment of animals?
But hey, Melissa.
Oh
Etheridge,
my God, you do hate animals.
But Melissa Etheridge backs me up on this one.
No,
because she got off their train too.
I'm not a PETA fan.
No, because they're
I'm not either because I eat meat.
My girlfriend on the other
they're
hand.
Crazy train. Yeah. But no, but so.
But you just hate animals. So moving on.
Go ahead. Moving on. Mm-hmm. So when the apocalypse comes and it's time to like
or apocalypse. The apocalypse.
Okay, what apocalypse.
That was European.
Excuse my beauty. That was
the apocalypse sounds like
apocalypse
a really good Saturday
is
night
a
for you.
Punt, and that is European.
And
all right.
No. And since none of us are vegetarians, this gets to a new place because my question for Harrison was always the vegetarian question of the chicken walks through the yard. Do you just starve to death and let the chicken walk away?
No.
Right. But we're not vegetarians.
Is
so we don't have
the
issue.
Is it deep fried at the time? It's not if it's
exactly
walking.
Now, how far is the KFC
if it's walking,
from here?
I'm going to chop its neck off. I'm going to deep pluck it.
Yeah.
That's not a thing. I'm going to pluck it. I don't know.
I was going to say deflower, but that's totally different.
Deflower. Okay, you're not alone on the planet. It's just the apocalypse. I'm sure a
people
Mexican
can see
survived.
Me?
Yeah.
People can see me? All right, never mind.
I'm sure one Mexican you can deflower is somewhere on the planet.
I just heard chicken, and I was like, never mind. All right, go ahead.
Uh-oh. El pollo. El pollo.
El pollo loco. All right.
So you're scrounging for food.
Yes.
You're
good.
Living
go.
Up
I am
here.
Ready. I'm ready for this question.
You're living
I'm ready
up
for
here?
The zombie apocalypse.
Yes, you are. You're excited.
What's food?
Anything. Except for another person. And my dog. Okay? Or a cat. Because I am allergic.
Yeah. Now we're
why did you say... Why did you...
No.
Wait, yeah, right.
I won't eat my family dog. I won't eat my dog.
Why can't I eat grass?
But if you're done...
Eat, like, flowers and shit.
Because we don't digest grass.
Well, then I'll
we
shit it out.
We physically cannot digest grass.
Oh, what makes you an expert? The restaurant you work
yeah,
at?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't serve grass?
No, Jamba
no,
juice.
You
they
don't,
have to,
you
they
don't
have to digest
eat it and
grass
digest it. You smoke
digest
it.
Jamba juice.
Yes,
I've been to Jamba juice
thank
before.
Thank you, Marnie.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to smoke.
But I'm not
going to.
I certainly am not going to smoke grass and get hungrier during the apocalypse. But my thought is, you're down
bark.
That would
not
that would
the
suck.
Bark of my dog, but the bark of a tree.
So I'm making my own argument, and it'll be my turn soon. So what is food?
Anything but my dog.
You have seven dogs.
And
yeah,
and animals and people close to me.
Listen, I think it's really, really hard
to
answer that question.
Neighbors you don't know are free for all.
Whatever.
That
there was an airplane movie that I saw that
yes.
The plane crashed.
Oh,
and
it's called Alive.
Like,
it gave me
whatever.
It literally gave me nightmares.
Yeah, like I'm
but I watched
it
over
it.
And over and over
yeah,
again.
It's,
I love it. It's obsessive.
Well
I don't know that I could. I don't think that any
I'll take
of us
the ankle.
Are genuinely equipped to answer that question until we get to that point. Like,
that's
I
true.
Would never eat my dogs. Are you... I, what?
No.
Or any person that I know. Like, if Kelly, like, died in the bed, I would not be like, well, I
ketchup.
Mean, I guess I'm hungry.
It's still good. According to the bottle, we got
yeah.
Like
some
more months.
My oven is yeah. Not dead yet. You know, like, I just... I couldn't...
I, lesbian, I make fire.
Yes. But I couldn't... I genuinely don't think that anyone's equipped to answer that. Because you look at the movie in Alive, which was based on a true story, and those guys
or
were
the
do
Dahmer
or die.
Party.
Those, well... the Dahmer party?
Yeah, the Dahmer party. It's one of the most famous
Dahmer party of one. Like
not well at the end. No, it was a famous crossing in the Colorado of people that went. They got lost and they ended up. They were one of the most famous American cannibal stories. Is the Dahmer party?
Yeah, literally Googling that.
Yeah,
right now.
Oh, it's a fascinating story. And they crossed in the winter and they ended up stranded and had to eat each other, and there was no other choice.
But I think until you're at that crossroads, you can't say what is food. What is food? Is the food is anything that I can find to eat that's like normal.
Okay.
I don't really think that it's fair that I could even answer that question because I've never been in that position. I mean, fortunately, I mean, you can see me. I have never missed a meal. And
for those that have, I've had it for them.
Yeah, exactly. It's not still sitting there. I ate it.
I've never been in a homeless shelter yelling that I'm hungry and starving.
Oh my god! It is one of my low points.
Right. So,
but just one of them.
I have many, and but that is
and then Nantucket.
I don't know. Now, for fairness, this is Saturday night drunk. Finished a show.
Dahmer party. Right. Sorry.
Dahmer, that's right.
Dahmer ate people too, but right. different.
That's
different,
why I was like, that was a party? What? Yeah.
Like, so the other night I go home and thank God Jason buys food. Apparently he figures out where the store is. I don't know. Yeah. But I get home and there's cream of mushroom soup and cans of tuna.
Sure.
When you're drunk and you get home late at night and you're hungry.
That's a full meal.
It's a meal. The next morning you're like, what the hell happened?
And your breath probably stunk like dirt and fish.
The cats.
Oh, God.
Party foul.
Party foul.
Are you?
Excuse her beauty.
Oh, my God. Suck that.
I want that captured. Tell me that that's being. Yep, it's being captured.
Yeah,
good.
Can I go and tie it on that shot?
I'm going to quote Jay Giles Band and yell, freeze frame.
Right now. Stay where you are, Katie June. That's it. The end. Okay. Almost there. Yeah, here we go. Yeah, we're
there. We go, Katie.
I like.
Oh no,
it.
It's no, on the show. Me, it's on the screen.
One more.
Now, if you all get electrocuted from my lights,
I like it a lot.
I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah, from
about
this 1930s radio.
Hey, shut up! Really?
Hey, it's his house.
I am so sorry, y'all.
That's all right. Okay, his idea of the apocalypse is drunk after Charlie's and canned goods in the cabinet.
No, but I cannot imagine because until you're
because cooking is so foreign to him.
I love that.
Actually, I would agree. I mean, you can't. How do you answer that?
I can't because I've never been in that position, and I cannot even imagine if I were put in that. I have no idea how I would react.
Yeah.
Are you going to eat every leaf, tree, twig, bark? Are you going to suck on anything? I don't know how you would react. So I got nothing for you. I really don't.
Now, the reason I say that is because of my position on, like, you. Yeah. Like,
are you asking if I'm going to eat Maggie or Marty? Is that what you're trying to get at?
In a way, but the real point is,
with Marty,
like,
he's
she
the
has
fat
seven
one.
Dogs. So if it's, I'm gesturing with grandly.
I see.
Excuse my beauty wingspan.
Wow, Brittany Griner. Oh my God,
you are a mess.
Somebody cut me off.
What did you do now?
I don't know, but
I almost dumped it again.
Somebody,
it's okay.
Can I have anything nice? Jesus Christ.
Just moving everything over here.
Oh shit! Now I forgot the first part of that, but.
Thank you for addressing.
So you're down to someone with a kid. It's you, your kid, and your family member, and now you're going to
leave Palmer out of this. That's awkward.
It's really uncomfortable.
But now you're gonna ration the food for three people amongst three people and seven dogs. Like you're down to rationing food, and you have to feed them. It's like the baby on The Walking Dead.
Well, let them deal with each other. If they're going to eat each other,
okay.
Whatever.
And they can hunt and gather.
They will
go figure out the food chain without you. They're going to kick you out of the house first.
Seriously.
But the reason I bring it up is for the and it's from the Book of Questions.
Okay.
Is that what, because, what are you laughing at?
Mark Martinez just texted me, a picture of you, Katie, holding the bottle in your mouth. That's what he just sent me. I love that. That's funny.
Happy 100 episodes.
Thank you, Mark. That was funny.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear so much GCB.
Kelly will be so proud of you.
Yeah, that's a good. Let me see. That's a really. Thanks, that, Mark, for capturing.
I'll send that to you. I'll send that to you.
There's nothing about the show that doesn't yell pride for me.
So. Yeah. I'm send that to you right now.
Scream it out.
That's also a good high moment.
The thing from the Book of Questions, which luckily I memorized this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is.
We have 10 minutes.
And I can be quicker than that, I think.
Wow.
Is I've
that
heard
for
that
me,
about
like,
you.
I would have no problem with, okay, you've got seven dogs, we have three starving people, we're going to
really
start cooking
only
up
have
dogs.
Four. But yeah.
But
Right.
Then you go to Asia, or you go to parts of the South Pacific where anything that's protein is food. They're eating cockroaches. Oh, never.
Commit suicide. I would
right.
do that.
So that's what I'm saying. So that's where the cultural things right. keep that, coming in. Like I was quick to say, oh, sure, the cats are going on the Barbie. We're in. But the minute that you get down to like real hunger and you sure. realize that in places where they're truly hungry and there is no food and they've already eaten through the livestock, anything that's protein, including bugs, is a healthy choice in food.
Yeah, that's bad.
But when you get to the Western world, like all of a sudden we're like, oh, no. I'll just go now.
I'll pass.
Turns out yeah. I was only good with day three of the apocalypse. No,
that's why I say there's no way I can yeah, I can answer that but question.
But that's the thing about the book of questions, and when you flip it to the little asterisk question and you get to then the okay, smarty pants, you were willing to eat the dog and all that stuff. Now they're gone.
Yeah.
Here's what's left. Yeah. And this is actually food in other countries.
Neighbor Fred
and
is
they
available.
Were fine with it. Like,
I mean,
who's going to go hunting
maybe,
snakes?
Right? So,
are you going to get to go hunt snakes? Like, that's,
I had a pet snake, so I'm all set with hunting. I'll hunt the snakes.
You
I'm all good
not
with that.
Set oh. with that. I'm sure.
I would hunt a snake, but oh, it's the cockroaches that chills. Get me.
Yeah.
I think if oh, I was. I snakes are great. They're good. Oh. Let's have them. But I think.
Let's have them.
Let's eat them.
No.
I think, though, the cockroaches, because I am. Most deadly terrified of anything in the world of cockroaches. Spiders, I'm good. I will literally roast a spider and eat it. But a cockroach, not like for fun, but if the world is ending.
Right. Is there chocolate available? Can we dip it in something?
The cockroach is so bad. But I think that maybe I could put myself in that headspace that if the world is over... ending.
If
or
it's over, it, I'm not
no,
alive.
Not if it's over. I'm saying if the apocalypse has happened and I have survived, and I
is there a
then
memo?
I'm gonna fight.
How
I'm
do
gonna
prove.
I'm gonna fight for my survival. I am
right,
going
right.
to, and I'm gonna fight for me and right. my family. And if it comes to the point that I am roasting bugs for protein, I think I would do it.
Yeah, and see now
I can't say that because right now I kill every single bug.
And
I
now
see.
As cool as I was,
good
like
for you because I run screaming.
I went through the.
I can at least kill them. I'm
I went through the
closer.
Petting zoo in like a day. But I have to tell you that I think day three, I'd be like, now we're at Icky. I got to go home. Like I was good.
This is unclean.
Yeah. No, it really. But it really
excuse
is.
Excuse my beauty. I can't eat
excuse
a cockroach.
My beauty.
I think I could do roach. Yeah. And I don't. And I don't say that easily. But I'm. But like, if I'm genuinely putting myself in the mind frame that. It's the apocalypse. There's nothing else. I do it.
Because the interesting, and I think we talked about this a couple
you
weeks ago.
You fry it. I have to cook the shit out of it and, like, hopefully pour dirt on it.
There's that new, like, it's kind of a fake study. It's not, I don't think it was terribly scientific. But there is this study out there that talks about, like, survival of the fittest. And that because of the way that we have, like, capitalism has kind of taken over. So if you have a car, if you have a job, you can survive. We're like... 200 years ago, you had to be stout and hardy and like you
right.
had to, like you
yeah.
had to like be able to farm the land. You had to have a craft. You had to be able to do something and know how to work the land and raise animals. That's how you survived. Like being smart, you were dead the same week without the farmer that
right.
raised the food. But
right.
here we can be really separated. So this study was, so if we are set back, like say North Korea bombs. And it's not going to take out the whole country, but they could take out some major centers. They could take out some shipping areas. They could get rid of shipping lanes. We are in the desert. Like, we are lost in an area that nothing grows. Like, there is no water here.
Well, shit.
Right. So then they were saying, now we get to survival of the fittest in the fat cats, the rich people. Uh-uh. It's going to be the people that know how to make food out of nothing.
Out of nothing, right.
Right. So that was how that...
I wish I was a doomsday prepper right now.
Then you'd be Mormon. By the way...
but eventually your canned goods are going to own. So if you don't know how to farm and all that stuff... Like, we're only... There's a really interesting... I think it's on the History Channel or National Geographic.
Oh my God, I feel like I need to watch it.
It's so good. And it just tells you, like, if...
It's so cute.
If technology stopped today, like let's say we could do not, like we were just
I might quit
surviving.
Facebook, so go on. I need to know this.
Yeah, but it just shows you like how long bridges last. How long will buildings last? How long before like the earth
Jesus.
Takes back over? Oh, you know what it is? It's when if people died off. If something happened and people died off. Because the earth will still keep spinning. It's just
right.
the people that will die off from lack of water, lack of food. And it's very interesting to see like how long will all the man-made structures last? how long until the polar ice caps come back? How long until everything comes back? It's either History or National Geographic, and it's fascinating.
And you think it's called If People Die Off?
It's called like When People Die Off or When the People Are Gone. But it's,
Maybe Life After People?
Life After People. It's riveting.
Now, we are in the final, literally, the final 5 minutes of the show. So I'm sure, aside from what you've got with the Would You Rather, do you have an official question that you want to ask?
No, that was it. I would love a Would You Rather.
Okay, let's do a Would You Rather. No, that was the official question because that really was from the Book of Questions.
Okay.
Because Harrison and I used to play with that with the chicken across the front yard, but now I've seen other stuff, including that like survival of the fittest and that America would die off first because we are not the fittest. We're so unhealthy, so out of shape.
Oh my God, we were going to die. We're going to die basically next week.
Or would we live for like a little bit longer
because of the Fruity Pebbles?
But I'm thinking, I'm thinking the fact that we have backup. We have layers of backup that are called fat.
No, because you see fat people die all the time from other shit.
You would last slightly longer. Your body would break that down.
When it starts, my body starts to eat itself.
Like a big person, like a fatty person, person.
It's a difference of like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
it's not a long.
2 weeks
because
find the
my
cure.
Body might be fatter than my best girlfriend's, but not to the support of my life. I don't think.
But you're walking for your food. You're going for your food. Like the minute the technology stops, there is no more couch potato. There is no more like sitting at the bar at Charlie's.
Have you ever read Ishmael?
It sounds really familiar.
Ishmael, Daniel. It's an old school book that they used to make you read in college. It's really good. And it's all about the takers and the leavers in society. It's a sociological book. It's really incredible. Basically the point of Ishmael is people who are takers from the planet and people who are leavers. But it talks about, you know, having to work for your food and find your food and get your food versus people that just buy it from the store.
Okay, so we literally have 3 minutes left. Let's ask a final question. Al's going to give it to us. We're going to go around the table, and then we will wrap up tonight.
I feel like I wish we could hang out for the next 7 hours.
It's not going to happen. Because I have Ruben Contreras is drinking tonight somewhere. And he's recently single, so I have to go find him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Well, that is an emergency.
But that's the only boy that my mama ever pre-approved. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He is pre-approved at everything.
He cut my hair today and everything.
All right.
Here's
an apocalypse one.
All right.
Slip your bare feet into a very moist pair of old bowling shoes or walk barefoot in a gas station bathroom.
Both are gross.
I'd walk barefoot in a gas station bathroom.
I think I might do the barefoot.
I think
in the bathroom.
I'd say barefoot in the bathroom.
Yeah, I can't actually put my foot on someone else's foot sweat. I'd rather have it be unknowing someone else's foot juju.
I just know that the second that he said that, I almost threw up.
Yeah,
as far as the shoe. Also, just while he's looking for that, I realized as I was in the bathroom that this whole, are you going to, you know, eat your neighbor? Are you going to do this?
You're going to eat your neighbor.
I'm going to slam my head into like a brick wall. I'm dead.
But I say this all the time. When it comes, I want to be in like ground zero first loss. Like,
I'm going to fight, but go on.
Yeah.
I'm not Sigourney Weaver. I'll probably fight.
Yeah. I don't cunt punt.
Oh. But if for fuck's sake, if you tell me to go gather coolant and you go save a cat, I am going to punt cunt you.
But I'm going to tell you right now that if this apocalypse shit happens on a Tuesday mid-afternoon,
we're still going.
You better fucking show up.
I mean, let's all be here. Listen, let's fucking barricade ourselves in this shit. We've got like shitty champagne for days.
Right.
But
you'll be amazed at how quickly I can learn to like shitty champagne when I find out that's all that's left. Okay, as a writer.
Oh my God, we don't have time for that. Really?
Yeah, you do. One more.
Una mas.
Lose your life's work because your computer crashed or have someone steal your idea and make a fortune.
Go on. Wait, say it again. Say it again.
Which would I rather have happen?
As a writer, lose your life's work because your computer crashed or have someone steal your idea and make a fortune.
Steal the idea. I would lose my fucking mind if it got lost.
Steal the idea because I maybe not be able to prove it. I could fight for the rest of my fucking life as the fact that that's my shit.
And I would know. And I mean, the way the two of us work, like, like within our minds, there'd be something built into it.
Both of those are so awful, but yeah, I have had shit delete. Like, I was doing a gigantic Democratic Party event, this whole Women in Blue event. And the next day and the night before, I had just put together the whole program and I like hadn't saved it and I wasn't working on a Mac, which is intuitive enough to save. And it deleted. Yeah,
I know. I knew you were going to do that.
Listen, now, the Mac fucking loves people.
What does that even
mean? The Mac loves people. It is intuitive.
That
it
means
is.
You killed a fucking chicken when it walks across your lawn.
The Mac is intuitive enough to save my shit. Anyway, this computer did not and I wanted to commit suicide.
Carrie.
It was hours and hours and hours and hours of work.
She's gonna do that when she loses a paper.
Listen, yes. It's real bad.
Yeah, okay, I think we all answered the question. We got through it. It's the end of hour three. This is the show. It's Clayton McKee, Marnie Ryer, Katie June, Al Perkins. We are here every Tuesday, 7 to 10, Arizona time. Figure it out on your own. Thank you for watching, viewing, listening, downloading, all of that you do. It's our anniversary show. Thank you for 1 year, all of you.
Thank you.
It's been fun.
It has been fun.
Holy shit.
I'm glad I've been here for less than a year, but yeah. I'm glad I've been here, period.
We'll My apologies for speed bumps.
We'll talk about your 401k. We'd like to leave you with this.
That's a 104k.
We will
see you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.